Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on OHL News. Coming up on this week's show, it is the final weekend of the OHL regular season and still playoff positioning to be decided. Coming up in a moment, you will hear from Peterborough Petes head coach Jody Hull as the Petes, Kingston Frontenacs, and Mississauga Steelheads right in the thick of things for the final two spots in the OHL Eastern Conference. Meantime, in the West, not only playoff positioning to be decided, but also a scoring title, as Western Conference players take up the top five spots in the OHL scoring race. Among them, Sarnia Sting captain Charlie Sereau. He will join us in a moment. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is Barrie Colts forward Mark Scheifele. He ended last week with 9 points in three games on the back of 6 goals and 3 assists. The 2011 first-round pick of the Winnipeg Jets played a few games for the Jets following the NHL lockout before being returned to the Colts and is hoping to help them through a long run in the Eastern Conference. Now, the Barrie Colts could be taking on the Peterborough Petes in the opening round of the playoffs. It all depends on how the final few games of the regular season play out. Jody Hull is the head coach of the Petes and has seen his club really bounce up the standings. At one point, they were 16 points out of a playoff spot, but now it's the Petes, Kingston, and Mississauga battling for the final two spots in this weekend's action. For Hull, he's happy with the way his group has come together in the final 2 months of the regular season. That was Jody Hull, head coach of the Peterborough Petes. Not only is OHL playoff positioning up for grabs, but also the league scoring title. Sarnia Sting captain Charlie Serreau led the way coming into Friday night's action with 106 points, two up on Plymouth's Vincent Trocheck, with Sioux Greyhounds veteran Nick Cousins coming in third with 101 points. Serreau, wrapping up his fifth and final season in the Ontario Hockey League as an overage veteran, will finish off his career second in all-time games played in the league with 337 games in the Ontario Hockey League. While he says it's been five great seasons, it's flown by.
Yeah, like I tell all the young guys, you know, like it flies, and you know, you just need to take every opportunity you get here in the OHL. You know, it's such a great league and such a good development league, and you know, it's the experience has been great. So yeah, you really do have to take every opportunity and just make the most of it, and just enjoy yourself, because I feel like it's just yesterday. You know, I just got in the league, was, you know, got my first free stick from the OHL or something like that, and now, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's been great though.
When you came here, I think you and I talked one of the first couple of days of training camp last year. If I had told you then, yeah, at the end of your second year, you're going to have over 100 points and contend for the league scoring title, you said, go away.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever believe that, especially with the role that I thought I was going to have when I came here. You know, things change real quick, and I guess you know, a couple of good bounces my way.
How cool was it to sign with Anaheim?
You know, it's almost like it hasn't really clicked in still yet.
Is it one of those that once you, when the season's done here, whenever it is, whether it's in April, May, whenever, that it'll be once you go to a camp and those kind of get those kind of things?
Yeah, exactly. When I feel like I'm going to be living the new experience, it'll really click in. Like, wow, I'm doing this now. But like, obviously, it's a huge honor, and I've heard only good things about Anaheim, and they have a great organization, and you know, I'm thrilled, and I know a couple of players down there, so it's. Like Josh Britton, who plays in Norfolk, and you know, Smith Pelly, who I played with in minor hockey. So you know, I'm excited and I can't wait, but for now, you know, I'm concentrated on what would I have to do here in Sarnia.
How nice is it just to get that off the plate, that you know what, it's sort of like, okay, because I'm sure it was in the back of your head, like, okay, this is one of the things I want to accomplish this year, obviously team success, but I'd like to, you know, get a contract at some point in time. How nice is it? Signed, it's done, put it aside now to the summer.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was, you know, it was a lot of pressure because I was, you know, I thought I was playing well, and I thought, you know, I should get some NHL, someone should be looking at me, and obviously, like I said, it's, the pressure is gone now, and it's great to put that aside. Now I can really concentrate on, you know, bringing this Sarnia team as far as I can and as a leader and just, you know, an older guy on the team.
That was Charlie Serreau of the Sarnia Sting. That will do it for this week's show. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on OHL News.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.